Oh, Luis is coming in.
I'm coming in like a little baby, like a little fetus. Ready to be born?
Little baby boy.
I'm tinier than a little baby.
We need to make Tiny Toons version We Stayed Late.
I just put on these headphones. I'm a little scared to put them back on.
Welcome to We Stayed Late.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, this is what happens when we find out how to use the soundboard. Why, hello, everybody. It's time to hear a brand new podcast with three little fetuses. Don't mind me while I drink my beer. All right, I think I'm going to switch it back now.
Wait, you didn't do Luis with the deep voice.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let's switch this really quick. Hold on.
Okay, I'm
just a little baby, and I became a man real quick, everybody. Oh, no, I'm dying.
I'm going to turn it back. Hold on.
Okay, I think that's normal.
Are we normal? I feel like I still sound a little high.
I'm a little high.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna do something.
Watch Spencer break it. And we're stuck this way.
This is gonna be the last episode of We Stay Late.
Okay, hold on. Okay,
hello?
Is that better?
You can't really.
Now we're aliens.
Okay.
Hello, Earth.
There we are.
There we did it. We're back.
We're back.
Little fetuses all grown up.
Oh, man. That was too much of that.
That was super fun, though.
That was super fun. We'll have to try that.
I kind of want to animate. Can we make a cartoon?
I mean, we can.
I personally cannot.
I can't. You can.
I can try.
I mean, I want to do it now. I'm like, oh, that's voice acting? They just change your voice?
No, they're actually good at doing those voices.
Of course.
And we're just using a modifier on the board.
I like the modifier. Yeah. It's super fun.
It makes it way easy to do cartoon
voices.
It
makes it super easy. Maybe like a public access channel. I sound so weird. I feel like I can't hear myself.
Okay, hold on. Let me move you up.
Is it just me? Do I sound good, everybody? Hey, listener, do I sound good to you?
Is that good?
Ooh, baby. Hello. Hello, everybody. Welcome back.
Do I sound loud enough? Am I loud enough?
I don't know.
Well, you sound fine.
Okay.
Am I? Okay, I'm good.
I think you're good. I think we're good. Well, welcome back to We Stayed Late. What an intro.
What an intro, everybody.
We're back.
We're going to be nominated for Streamy for the best intro ever.
Maybe in 10 years. We are back. We had a little bit of a late episode last week.
Wait, you got to say who you are.
Oh, yeah. I'm Spencer Stark.
Oh, I'm Luis Gonzalez.
And I'm Starlene Haas.
We had a little bit of a late episode last week because I was sick.
Mm. And now we found out what happens if Spencer gets sick. We don't have a show.
I was down for one day.
One day and everything
went
down.
And I was like, I text Jeffrey and I was like, I just needed like rest for one day and then I'll be back. But if I don't rest for one day, one, I'm going to kill all the other people in the office with my sickness. And two, I'm going to be out for like a week. So I need to take the one day and get better and then.
He needed to take the one day to watch Game of Thrones.
That's right. I did need to take a one day to watch Game of
Are we going to do this again? Are we talking about this for 20 minutes?
I think we alienated like half of our audience last time just by doing the first 20 minutes talking Game of Thrones.
It was so good to talk about it.
But the other half was like, yes.
I know.
Give me more. Give me more Thrones.
I had to tweet somebody when the time code was to go past or send in the Slack or something.
There's a good Samaritan on the YouTube page. They did that.
Thank you to whoever that was.
Whoever you are, we'll never know.
Thank you.
We'll never know.
We can go back and look.
No,
we have the technology.
Never know. We just got to move forward like a.
You don't look back. You don't
like
go back.
Like ageism.
Like what?
You don't go back.
Don't look back.
What did you just say?
I don't know what I said, to be honest.
You can't look back.
I just started saying words. You can't really stop.
Are you guys just as out of it today as I am?
Yeah.
I'm so out of it. I'm just exhausted.
Yeah.
I'm getting delirious. I think it's because we just got back from Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, that's part of it.
I lost my wallet.
No!
Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
So I was going to go to Hermosa Beach because they have this like Hermosa Fiesta. It's like this like little arts and crafts down at the beach and the pier.
That's cool.
And they have it every Labor Day and Memorial weekend. So I was going to go down and I had were these baggy swim shorts. They were like so big. But I had my wallet and my little cargo pants.
They were big, like your pants were falling
off.
They were falling off.
You had to do that double loop.
That's probably
the
not good if they're swim shorts because you don't wear anything under swim shorts.
Exactly. It's a big
problem.
Not
that's a big, big no-no.
So before I left, I double-checked my trunk, and luckily those
your
were
trunk
my...
is in the back of your car.
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. Not your trunks, as in your swim trunks.
Yeah, not my trunks, okay. Which was already big. I checked the trunk of my car, and voila, there was my good swim shorts.
Oh, good.
So I slapped those babies on.
And you just changed right there?
Oh, yeah. I was in the garage, and I just changed. I was like, I'm getting naked. I don't care. So I'm swapping it. And
We've grown.
And then I get to Hermosa Beach, and I get to Whole Foods, and I'm like, shit, I don't have my wallet with me, and I've already driven. Like, I drove an hour out. Oh, mind you, it takes an hour to get to work anyway.
Yeah.
But it just feels longer because whatever, it's a trip. And so I get there. My wallet's gone. So I don't know if it slipped out of my shorts. I don't know if it's in the garage. No one's been using it. No one's spent it. I'm afraid to cancel it because I have bills to pay.
You might still have it.
I might still have it. I checked my car again today. It's not there. I don't know. I don't know.
That's the worst.
Maybe a Good Samaritan mailed it to me. Who knows? But I had to get a new key card to get into work today.
Now
I have to start. You paid the fee.
I don't know if. Hopefully, I don't have to because I got the key card.
Ta-da!
You can't see. It's pretty black.
It's just a black card.
It's just a little black card. Don't leave it there because you might lose it.
I might lose it, so I got it for me. But yeah, no, it sucks. So, but what I did was I went and I paid Apple Pay with Whole Foods.
Oh, great.
And then I pulled out $100.
Oh, good.
On Apple Pay. So that was great because I can't do that on the ATM. You can't do that on the ATM, can you?
Well,
not with Apple Pay.
If you don't have your debit card, you're screwed.
If you don't have your debit card, you're fucked.
Yeah, if your Apple Pay is connected to your debit card, then yes, you can do it.
You can do it on an ATM?
No. I mean, like,
Oh, yes. Yeah, so that's what I did. So now I'm in the process of trying to get all my cards back.
Oh, my God.
And I bought an iPhone wallet case today.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So you can just keep it on your phone.
Yeah, but it's tough because I have this magnet thing.
Oh, yeah, the pop.
But I want to keep it, and it was a whole ordeal. Anyway, I'm tired. I want to.
I want one of those pop things, but I'm like, no, I like my cover. This.
Oh, yeah.
My little Sailor Moon thing, and I'm like, I'm not going to ruin my aesthetic.
I was going to get one of those, like, flippy flip things, you know what I mean? It's like a little case.
A little wallet. Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Those little mom phone wallet.
See, I'm afraid. But here's the thing. I'm afraid if I lose my phone, I lose everything.
I'm not going to lose my phone.
That's true.
It's pretty much attached to me. Might as well get a sewing machine and sew it on.
Did I tell you that my freshman year, a little story time, freshman year of college, I was doing, we had like a, it was called, I think it was called Chapman Fashion Squad or something. It was something ridiculous, but.
Sounds dangerous.
But it was a photography. It was like a photography club. And basically people who wanted to get like photos, they would like dress up in crazy high fashion outfits and stuff. And
Free headshots.
Like we would just take, we did one at the old LA Zoo. And so people just dressed up like they were kind
animals?
Of like, yeah, like they were like, they had really crazy makeup on and they were like, their shirts were all ripped and like all sorts of stuff. It was really cool actually.
I'm chuckling because I'm like, that's so art school.
It's so art school. It's so liberal art school.
Like, we're going to go to the LA Zoo and we're going to look like it's the post-apocalyptic world. Yeah. Or we're going to dress up. There's cages everywhere.
Yeah.
And we're just going to like look wild.
Yeah, for those people who don't know the old LA Zoo, there's the new LA Zoo, which is an actual zoo.
Yeah.
And then there's the old LA Zoo, which is a place where the zoo used to be and you can now walk through it. And if you...
It's like all the old cages are still there.
I've never been there.
If you break the law a little bit, you can sneak into all the old cages and trespass on
them. They know. They don't care.
Yeah.
There's so much graffiti in those cages, too. So it's like,
It's so cool, though.
I know so many art people who like go there to shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot things to make it look like, how do we make something look post-apocalyptic without having to drive in the desert? And they just go there.
Yeah. So we went there to shoot stuff. And it was, everything was fine. We went back out to our cars and got some equipment, to change from day to night. Because we were going to go into, like, doing some night photography stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was fine. And then we returned back to our cars probably, like, an hour after it got dark. And all of our cars were broken into.
No.
And they took out of the back of my car, they took – and it was the week before finals. And they took my laptop that had all – this is before the cloud existed. So they took all of my final papers I was working on. So they took my laptop. They took my phone. That was back when we had iPods, too. So they took my iPod, and they took, like, something. I don't know. They took a bunch of shit. They took...
That hurts.
I'm trying to remember what else. There were four electronics that I had.
I'm always afraid of people taking my laptop. I take it into restaurants.
Yeah, me too. Uh-huh.
Because I can't...
After that, I didn't leave anything. I don't leave anything in my car anymore.
Yeah.
It's so terrifying.
Even in your trunk.
Like, no. You just, That mine was in my truck.
It was in your trunk.
Mine was in the trunk.
Not in your shorts trunk.
Wasn't in my shorts trunk.
The back of your car trunk.
It should have been in my shorts trunk because then I would have had it.
I've had a camera stolen out of like my ex's car. Like I accidentally left a new camera in like the back of his car and then came out and the window was busted. And I was like, man. Well, I just got that.
Damn, man. I'm afraid.
That sucks.
I feel like that's going to happen.
So I experienced losing all of that and it was devastating. It was like I got like sent back to the Stone Age because I didn't have a phone. Yeah. I didn't know how to get home. I didn't have directions
that's
to
terrible.
Get home. I didn't have like,
Uber didn't exist yet?
I didn't even have a phone.
Call Uber.
Oh my God.
I mean, somebody else could have called one for me. I had somebody ride back with me
and
get me directions on their phone, but like I had no way to get home. I got home and had no computer to be able to do anything on.
Oh my God.
Everything was gone. And there was before the clouds, so there was no...
I would have just cried. I would have been real upset.
Do you have like anything at home? No
electronics? Well, it was when I was in college. So I was in the dorm.
So you had
your
friends.
So I had the computer lab.
Oh, okay.
So I go to the computer lab and work, and then I ended up getting a Mac Mini because it was much cheaper than.
Right.
Actually, we have one right there.
We got two
of them. I ended up getting one of those and using that while I saved it because we had. I don't think I've told this story either. This story is pretty good. We had LoJack on the laptop.
What?
Yeah.
You can. I didn't know you could do that.
For those of you who don't know what LoJack is on cars. And it's before Find My Mac was a thing.
Yeah.
So LoJack is what they use to find stolen cars, but my dad works at Honda.
Uh-huh.
So we had it put on the laptop.
I don't even know how that works.
It's like a little chip.
And so they have to connect to the internet for it to connect and beam to the police.
Right.
For it to be found. So we're like, okay, well, I guess we'll get it back at some point because at some point it will connect to the internet.
Did it?
And it did about a year later.
Oh.
It connected to the internet.
Where was it?
And I don't remember where it was. I don't remember what city it was in. But apparently some guy bought it. And when it connects to the internet, it basically like allows you to do a little bit of stuff so they can gather some data on what the person's doing. And then we'll throw up a screen that says, this computer has LoJack on it and it's been locked. Please return to the police department or it will be considered stolen property and we will come after you, basically. Like, we can track it.
Yeah.
We've pinpointed your location and we will come and get it or you can turn it into the police. So it got turned into the police. And
that's
then,
awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, and then my dad went to pick it up and went to the Apple store to pick it up and because it came back into the Apple store before it comes to us. It goes from LoJack, from the police to LoJack to the Apple store.
LoJack sounds like the best option because I've used Find My iPhone and people know when you're looking for it.
And they'll turn it off.
And they turn it off.
Yeah,
and
LoJack
then they just wipe
it. LoJack can't. Yeah, you can't do that to LoJack.
I need to LoJack everything.
Just you should LoJack your wallet.
I should have LoJacked my wallet.
But then my dad went to pick it up at the Apple store. And walked in. You know how busy the Apple store usually is. There's tons of people everywhere. And there's this little old lady that was next to him, and he gets back the laptop, and he opens it up because they said like we haven't touched it. Uh-huh. We've only reset it so that the LoJack thing isn't on it or the like screen is not anymore. But it's exactly how it was when it got shut down.
Right.
So he opens it back up, and with like the hundreds of Apple people all around,
uh-huh.
the hundreds of like customers all around this little old lady, and the desktop picture is of a woman laying in snow in shoes and nothing else, and totally naked.
Uh-huh.
And so the like woman next to him was like, that's whatever. Like she like was like, that's just like, what are you doing? Like that's just whatever. And so he started dragging icons. He told me to start dragging icons over the like parts that you weren't supposed to see. He's like, I just got that. This was stolen. It was stolen. We're just getting it back.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So wait a second. Funny. Did he like that? LoJack turns on right when the internet's it's connected to the internet.
So connects to the internet. From what I understand.
It gives him like a few minutes of.
Okay, so during those few minutes, he found that picture, put it on his desktop.
Right.
He's like, oh, baby, got a new laptop.
New laptop.
I got to get this wallpaper. It's going to be dank as hell. I want to go. Who do I want?
And he.
I want to go to old Lucy. I know her.
He downloaded StarCraft. So StarCraft popped up.
Wow, he was busy. He was fucking busy.
It must have been. It must have been like a couple hours. Yeah, it must have been some certain amount of time. I don't know. It must have been a certain amount of time because he had stuff on it.
Okay, he had it personalized.
Yeah, like he had already personalized it. So I don't know how long it took, and also I don't know how long it takes for them to like once it connects to the internet for them to actually ping it.
Right.
And then how long?
Immediate.
Yeah, it can't be immediate because there was a bunch of shit on it that like shouldn't have been on it.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it was funny when we got it back.
That's really funny because did your dad go to you and be like, so?
So what did you have on this laptop? No, he knew that it was from that because there was a bunch of stuff on it that wasn't mine.
Did you have to sanitize it afterwards?
I did not, but we probably should have. No, by that point I had already gotten another laptop because I was in the film program, so I like had to have the Mac Mini was fine for like. For like basic stuff,
right,
but
you need a working.
I needed a working computer to be able to do the stuff that I was doing. Something I could take to class, so yes. I could actually work in class.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up just they ended up just buying a new computer.
So what'd you do with the old Mac?
My dad kept that one, I think. Mm.
He's like sweet computer.
And then I think, and then we actually took it back because Hannah was using it. Because it was just sitting at home.
Yeah.
And so we took it back, and then just a couple, like it was probably like a year ago or so, it stopped working. And we were like, what the fuck happened? And I was like, I don't know why this, like I opened it up and it won't turn on. It's like, that's very strange. And so then I like went over to it to try and, you know, like you touch the trackpad to try and get the mouse to go. And I noticed the trackpad was like a mountain. Like my hand went up and down, and it like was odd because it didn't look weird,
right?
But it felt weird. And then I noticed the trackpad was like busted out a little bit, and I turned it over, and the whole backside was busted open. And the battery had apparently so the batteries those the type of battery, from what I understand, from what like the Apple person told me, used to catch on fire. And so in order to keep the laptops from catching on fire, they built in – it basically releases energy by expanding instead of keeping its shape, but the energy being released through fire. Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, it expands space instead of, like,
right.
catching on. So apparently the battery went bad and it expanded and it saved the laptop from catching on fire, but in the meantime it fucked up the trackpad and a bunch of other shit.
Damn.
So – but yeah, so it was a sad life for that laptop. It went through a lot of shit.
It did go through a lot.
But it's dead now. Rest in peace.
That might be our new our another mascot that we have. You know, I was thinking.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, thinking about death and all.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking. Did you see Mike Falzone made a comment on our YouTube page, talking about us making an app?
Yeah.
You hear about that?
Yeah.
See about that?
Yeah.
I think we should make him our patron saint.
That sounds great.
Mike
Falzone, to me.
Saint Mike Falzone.
Saint Mike Falzone.
What do you think about that, Mike?
Mike, how do you feel
about
that?
I don't think Mike watches these.
I don't think Mike
watches
think
he does either.
Anything on the internet.
That's okay. So we can just continue talking smack about him.
Somebody's just going to send him a message and cut to the time.
How dare you? Do not do that.
Don't do it. Whatever you do, we will cut you. Yeah, no, you should do it. Okay, I wanted to answer. There was a question that I was going to get to last time. We didn't get to it, I don't think. Did we talk? I don't think we talked about this. The DFAJ asked what book or books changed how you saw the world. Mine was The Humans by Matt Haig. I know we talked about a lot of books that we like, but like, is there a book that kind of changed the way you perceive things?
Yes.
What is it?
It was the last book I just read.
Dark Matter?
Yeah.
Yes, me too. That was the one that changed. Yeah, absolutely.
I
can't spoil
it,
but
I need to read it.
No,
so good.
I think it. I think there's some questions that I had that book brought up and answered, and I went through an emotional roller coaster with that book.
I listened to it.
Oh, you listened to it,
and it was such a cool experience listening to it. It hit me really hard.
I threw the book down at one point.
Uh-huh,
I was like,
yep.
Nope, not going to keep reading that. And then I just had to take a moment to breathe.
Oh, it was amazing.
And then I took it back up and I was like, okay.
So I was a huge fan of Blake Crouch because of Wayward Pines.
I'm afraid to read it because I like this book too much.
You got
to
read it.
I don't want to. I feel like it's going to spoil it.
Wait.
You know, like if you read something else of your favorite, like.
No, Wayward Pines is really good. It's really good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay.
You'll like it. I promise you'll like it. Because I love Dark Matter and I like Wayward Pines.
Yeah.
But holy crap, that book. I think what was amazing about that book is that it was a romance disguised as a a sci-fi novel.
Yes.
And so everything about it revolved around his love for his wife.
Right.
And everything he did was about trying to get back to her. But everything around him was sci-fi.
Yeah.
And so, like, they masked the like, cute... I don't know. Like, they masked the romance with something that we all... with honestly, with quantum physics.
Right.
Which are two things that you don't normally put together. But he was able to do it in a way... And then once... there's a certain point in the book, for people that have read it, we're not going to spoil it, but you'll know what point we're talking about. There's a point in the book where... it becomes something that you were like, there's no way they're going to do that. And then they fucking do it. And you're like, holy shit, I can't believe you went there. And it's amazing.
I can't even, I know, I don't want
to talk about this book. I feel like we already talked about it, but that's.
Yeah, I don't want to talk more about it because I feel like it'll just spoil it.
Yeah, it spoils it.
And so.
It's so good. But yeah, that book definitely changed. I think it was
just, you know, in a place in my life where I needed to read that book.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's fucking amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah, yeah. Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? Was another one that I really, really liked. And I read it in high school. It's funny, I actually picked it up off a shelf in one of my classes, and we had to read books, and just like any book you wanted, and that was the one they picked up. And that one and Brave New World were like, they fucking rocked my whole
Aldous universe. Huxley or something?
Aldous Huxley, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, amazing. They changed like, I mean, and again, like, there's so many there, like that 1984, and like, but for some reason, Brave New World and Do Androids Dream, which is so funny because I didn't know that Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep was what Blade Runner was based on.
Oh.
And so, and you haven't seen Blade Runner.
Oh, no.
And you haven't seen Blade Runner. So we're going to watch Blade Runner
someday.
Because they haven't seen Blade Runner.
I haven't seen it.
And we have to watch Blade Runner.
Yeah.
And then we'll do a little, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
But I had no idea that it was based on that. And then I watched Blade Runner and was like,
damn.
This is my favorite book, but in a movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, it was exciting. Well,
I'm trying to think of books, but, like, all all the books that, like, kind of blew my mind over, like, plot stuff, in the sense of, like, they always blew my mind in the moment, and I'm just like, oh, my God. But, like, it never, like, outside of, oh, man, it kind of gave me a trippy experience or something.
Is
it
there
never,
anything that, like, influenced never, like, you a lot, though?
Nothing, like...
Even if it's a TV show or movie or comic or song.
I mean, there's certain things where I just like those brain wrinkle concepts. Like, I enjoy that feeling of just being like, ugh. Like, there's, I'm trying to think of, like, last time I had a good brain wrinkle feeling, I think it was the book John Dies at the End.
Oh, yeah.
There's a moment in the book where, I don't know how to explain, I guess, I don't know if that's spoilery or not, because it's not part of the plot, it's just the moment in it where essentially you learn that there was a character that existed the whole time, but then they didn't.
Oh,
like a fight club.
I don't know how else to say. That's like the simplest
like a fight
way,
club.
Sort of.
But it has to do with time. Really. It has to do with time, right?
I don't want to explain it because then that will ruin it. Yeah. But that's essentially the scenario where there's a character that existed and then they didn't.
Because it's a whole concept behind that.
And I remember just the utter like hopelessness of the feeling of discovering that was really impactful for me because it was just like, what if you just don't exist? Yeah. It was like one of those.
You ever have those moments?
You're just like, and like, which was fine, but at the same time, like in my day-to-day life, that's not like affecting me kind of thing. Outside of like, oh, the universe is huge and I'm this tiny little thing, but I get that all the time.
I had a moment yesterday where I was looking in the mirror and I was like, oh, this is what I look like.
I get those all the time. I'll look in and go like, oh, that's not the image I pictured in my head.
This is awful. Why do I look like this? I'm a little thing that has arms and legs and what?
You're a little flesh bot.
Like, I'm a little flesh bot. What is, why? Do I exist?
We're just skeletons with meat.
We've had some good brain wrinkles.
Yeah, brain wrinkles are great, but I wouldn't say those affect my life in like...
No.
Like, I want to say it's weird. Like, I'm going to pick practical books. Like, The Science of Happiness. I think that's what it's called. That was a really good book where it just explains what it kind of like means to be happy and like the percent, like just in a breakdown way of like, these are things that people do. These are why scientifically these things work. You're not going to be happy 100% of the time. That's not a thing. like, because I was really depressed and I was reading things to try to help me figure it out.
Yeah, figure that out.
And like, I just like that the book in the beginning was just like, we're not gonna like make you happy, but we can maybe like increase it by like 5 or 10%.
Yeah.
Here are things you can do.
Right.
And why? And I was just like, I just like that they were very practical about it, and was just like, you know what? If I could get up, if when you're real sad, getting up a 5% or 10% is just like, you know what?
Yeah.
That is something.
That's a step.
It's something. You at least got it out.
And if you're depressed, see, Star made it out. You can make it out.
Yeah, go talk
too.
To people. Go get a therapist.
Go get a therapist. Go get a therapist. Talk to people.
Go talk
There's
to people.
There's no shame in getting a therapist.
Nope.
It's just like going to the doctor before your mind.
I think all I've had
Sincerely.
A therapist.
Yeah.
I've had a therapist.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
You get your body it. Checked out. I kind of want to look up and find a new one, but yeah. I really liked my old one, but she got pregnant and had a baby and stopped. Oh. So I don't blame her because she's just like, I want to
No, she probably needs a therapist.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure every therapist has therapists. Yeah. Like, that's just part of the
game. Just like every barber needs a barber.
Yeah.
You can't listen to people's problems and stuff all day without also needing to vent to somebody.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it? How you just have this like circle of like
Yeah. Venting. Uh-huh.
Yeah. But yeah, I emailed her like a couple weeks ago. But like, here's an update. Are you coming back? And she was just like, I'm so glad to hear, because she can't contact me because it's like,
right.
Like legally
or
whatever.
Yeah.
So she's like, I'm so glad like you gave an update and stuff. She's like, oh, I'm still like considering da da da. But like, if you need, and she was just like, but if you need like somebody, here's like a list of places and da da.
That's okay.
I was just like, but in my head, I was like, but no, not you though.
Yeah.
I liked her a lot.
Did we ever bring up the brain wrinkle on here? About probability. Do we talk about that on the podcast?
Do we talk
about everything's possible?
Yeah. Did we ever talk about that?
Everything that can happen will happen?
Yeah. I don't think we talked about that.
Let us know in the comments down below. Did we talk about... I'm just kidding.
I want to talk about it because it's fascinating to me. And I know you guys have already heard it, but just to pose like the question or like the idea to the audience, because every time I think about it, it still blows my mind. So it's the idea that like... Okay. So there was... and I talk about virtual particles... a lot because I love virtual particles because mm-hmm. they're fascinating. But basically, it's the idea that there are these things called virtual particles that blip in and out of existence, and we don't really understand why, but they come into existence and then they leave. And somebody discovered that when a virtual particle comes into existence, if it undergoes something called doubly special relativity and expansion, I think is the other thing that undergoes both of those things at the same time, that the numbers that they like calculate based on those three factors turn out to be the exact same set of numbers as we get from the Big Bang, which leads them to believe that the Big Bang is actually just a virtual particle blipping into existence. Undergoing doubly special relativity and expansion at the same time and then becoming the entire universe we know now. And they were saying that it's crazy that like the chance of all three of those things happening at the same time is so incredibly rare that it's almost impossible. But the reason why it happened is because before that happened, time didn't technically exist. So there was an infinite amount of time for things to occur in order for that to happen. And if there's an infinite amount of time for things to occur, then it doesn't matter how rare something is.
It will happen.
It will happen because time is not a factor and probability relies on time. It happens 1 in 100 or 1 in 1,000 or 1 in 10 billion. It doesn't matter if there's no time, which is...
It's bonkers.
Fucking insane. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That then that occurs because it will occur because time doesn't exist yet. And so it could be a billion, trillion years that pass before that thing occurs. But the minute that thing occurs, then it brings into existence everything we've ever known.
Dope.
Cool.
That's fucking crazy.
Fucking cool.
And dark matter kind of...
It
kind of
touches on that.
Yeah,
it kind of touches on those
my
ideas.
My favorite brain wrinkle is that you can't experience the present.
You can't experience the present. Everything that you're seeing is
everything,
in the past.
Everything you're experiencing is the past. You can't experience the present because it takes time for your brain to process the things you're experiencing, even if it's like a blip of time.
Yep.
So you can't actually experience what's going on. Like there's a blip of time. So yeah, you could the present doesn't exist, you guys.
Oops.
When I was doing...
It just makes me so happy. I'm like, Okay, I also relate this all to, like, all this stuff when I was getting really heady. It's me going, I'm like, how do I leave my brain, which is, like, bleh right now, and, like, try to think of things in the greater picture. So it was just like, I'm not actually sad right now because I can't experience the present. And it was just kind of like, I was like, it's already in the past. It's already in the past. Yeah. Trying to, like, do that kind of thing. That's funny. It was fun. That was, like, I'm not here right now. It already happened.
Everything that happened. And so you just have to
plan only the future and the past exist.
Never the present.
It's
fucking weird. Okay, Abang Pinoy asks, which Disney villain would you want to be? Completely which different note. Which Disney villain?
Okay. All right, so my first thought was Maleficent because she's cool.
Okay, yeah.
And
I could see that.
Because she's honestly, really cool. Her whole deal was just like, you didn't invite me to your party, so fuck you and your kid. Like, that was her whole thing. Otherwise, oh man, they're all kind of great.
What was the question that was posed again?
Which Disney villain would you want to be?
Okay, now question.
Yeah.
Because Jafar is dope too.
Jafar is dope, and he was my first guess. I mean, my first guess.
Your first thought?
My first thought. But if I may say, we're talking semantics here. Disney villain, would you say that a Marvel villain is a Disney villain?
No.
Not Pixar. Just Disney animated movies. Not even Disney animated, just Disney movies.
I'm going to go back to
Marvel.
Because
Marvel's a division. Marvel's a division of Disney. Because, like, all those, most of those Marvel characters were created before Disney.
Right.
You know what
you're,
I mean? Like,
right,
they were,
right,
like, a separate.
I was going to say, yeah, you're right. Okay, let's think about this. Let's get Google involved.
I don't know. Jafar's pretty great.
Jafar's pretty awesome. Cool. Yeah.
And honestly, I think my third choice, too, was Ursula. Those are my three. I was like,
I'm trying to think. Cruella De Vil is pretty cool.
Cruella De Vil.
Only because she
gets. Her had a song about her, but she didn't get to sing.
Yeah, but like if I was Cruella De Vil, then I could just go, oh, never mind. I'm just going to get all these dogs and keep them for myself because I love dogs.
No, here's the thing. You're still the villain.
Ah, that's no fun.
You're still the villain. You're still going to try to do shit, but you can maybe be better at it.
Damn. What do I want to be?
Because that's the thing. Like,
is Iago a villain?
Iago?
Redemption arc.
He does get better.
I want to be Iago.
What did he say?
I think I'd like to be, oh man, who do I want to be? Maybe Hook.
Hook, yes.
Oh, okay.
Hook would be cool.
That's such a good one.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't believe
I didn't
think of that.
Yeah. I love that Peter Pan version.
Yeah,
I might be Hook.
Yeah, because Jafar gets cool clothes. He's an Agrabah, so the food is legit.
Yeah.
And you get to
that's great
stuff. You know, you have a little snaky thing, and as long as, like, I mean, don't fuck with the street rat. Like, honestly, like, you could probably, like, if Jafar just let things been chill, he would have been fine.
What about Prince John?
He was technically already in control.
Wait, who?
Prince John from Robin Hood.
Boo.
He's the worst villain. He's a little pansy boy.
He's just a little like meh. He's not even fun.
Ooh, you know who I'd want to be? Hades from Hercules.
Hades is dope. That's pretty great.
Down for Hades.
Just the whole hair and claim the things, and he's fine.
Resigning over hell. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. I'd be down for that.
Good talk.
Or Scar.
Nah, Scar has a good song. But come, I mean, like, you're running around. It's hot.
That's true. I guess for feeling comfortable, not Scar, but for being if I got to be a lion, that'd be awesome. That'd be super cool.
That'd be cool.
I don't know.
But I mean, like, it's just kind of like I would Ursula just because like she's a dope lair, great singing voice. She gives no fucks. She has all the legs and everything. It's just like I have powers. People owe me favors.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It'd be Sid from Toy Story.
Sid.
I feel bad for Sid.
I know.
Sid's
gonna have psychological
issues.
Okay, somebody asked, what is your favorite Dave and Ross color? Come up with your own original color that would fit in the Dave and Ross universe.
Dad's watch.
I don't remember them, to be honest. I gotta have
Christina's pant leg.
That was my favorite. Oh, yes.
Was Gregory a color, or was this just something he said?
No, Gregory was from the idioms sketch.
Yeah.
Gregory!
Gregory!
Yeah.
I don't know. God, what was... Did he have one? I don't remember them.
I have a set of them at my house.
Oh, yeah, because they made them.
Mm-hmm. They were supposed to be promotional things, and then they never went anywhere, and I was so mad at Ian, because I was like, I want a box.
I know. They're super cool.
I was like, I want these paints.
We sold them at the...
Yeah, I took a set of
SourceFed, when we were selling everything for SourceFed after SourceFed closed, we had like tons of boxes.
I actually need to use those paints because acrylic paints will dry out. So if you bought one of those and you're keeping it for memories,
got to use it now.
Keep the bottles, but like use the paint because it's going to get dry.
Just like that's our future sponsor. I got to get making those things.
Yeah.
Oops. Oops. Yeah, so another paint color?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't remember the other
dark
ones right now.
Mine would be dark.
Dark?
Yeah. And it's just gray. It's just just a light gray. Yeah. Paint, and it's just white.
A baby boy.
BB boy.
Let's see if you can look.
Is it red?
Is it red? Is that the color? Yeah. I like that. Is it red?
Is it red?
Grunge.
Grunge. It's just yellow and green and brown and blue and like just...
It's just vomit.
Just vomit.
It's a crayon that vomits onto your paints. You don't have to paint.
I'm actually trying to think of like what that would look like. I'm like, huh.
Be pretty cool.
Yeah, it was like...
It's like an abstract.
Interesting effect as long as it doesn't smell
pimple
like
pimple juice.
Pimple. Oh, no, and it's just white. Just kind of clear.
No. Oh, you
moist.
Made it gross.
Moist. No. It's just water.
Cantaloupe's revenge. What's
He would just come up with those too. So that was what was so funny.
Daddy's like fork.
I think he got some of them from his podcast. I think people were submitting color ideas and he like brought
That's
great. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Not all of them, but just a few.
A few good ones.
I remember saw people seeing comments going, "Oh my god, this
clown's
one made
tears."
It.
Clown's tears. What color would they be?
I don't know. A little like a it's like a white, a little white.
Little
you
white.
Know the tears are coming down.
Yeah, and it's like rolling on the white.
Yeah,
but then they also have like red. Yeah, a little bit of white, red.
You never know what you're gonna get.
Like a little pink. That's white and red.
Look at that.
Ew.
But like clear too.
Yeah.
His colors never correlated with what they actually.
No, no, no. No,
not at all. Christina's pants.
Christina's pant leg.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Well, we should talk about. We were at the con this weekend.
That's all I want. Yes.
Oh yeah, that's right. We worked.
Yeah, we were working all weekend.
Yeah, how was it?
You weren't there.
I wasn't there.
Oh,
I know.
We missed you.
I know.
It's okay. It was crazy.
Okay. Your chairs were there. Speaking of, your chairs are in my car.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Good. Do you use the chairs?
Yes, yeah. We did.
You guys had the best chairs, I'm sure.
We had the best chairs.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. One of them was the best chair.
One of them was the best chair.
The other one was just a normal chair.
Right, right, right.
But it had padding. I figured that was Sarah's.
Yes.
That's the pretty. Somebody, I remember if it was you or Hannah.
I was just like, I wonder why there's two different kinds of chairs.
To be honest, I wanted two of the nice chairs, but that was the only one left.
Oh, so see, I thought something similar. I was like, well, the padded one is probably more expensive, or something. Yeah. And so you were like, well, we have to get Sarah the padded one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then I'll just take the other one.
But actually, they're the same price.
Oh, really?
Surprisingly, at Target. Yeah.
Well, you got fucked then.
I did get fucked.
But yeah, it was really fun. We were there. We set up on Friday.
It was interesting. It was very hot.
It was
100 degrees this
not
weekend.
Not in the con, but outside.
No, in the con too.
In the con too, it got a little bit warm. Yeah, but it wasn't like awful. No, the chocolate didn't melt. We had chocolate inside of eggs, and we were really afraid.
Spencer came up with the best marketing plan ever.
Oh boy, look at me, little marketing boy.
A container of yellow eggs filled with chocolates and discounts.
Yeah.
And he had the spiel, and he would go free. Well, actually, the second day when Sam and DJ showed up, Sam, because he's like, wanted something to do, because he's just hanging out, he just started saying, egg?
Free egg?
Free egg?
Hashtag free egg?
Egg? Do you want an egg? And like, oh my God, those poor people in the booth next to us, they hated
us.
Really?
Yeah, because Sam was just sitting there yelling, free egg?
Egg?
You want an egg?
Egg?
Hey, do you want an egg? Oh, we got eggs.
And like, we're also used to it because it's funny.
It is funny.
And like,
not used to that at all.
And it was really entertaining.
I didn't like their paintings.
It kept like, it kept lightening up like the mood of our booth because like, we're tired standing there. And
especially Sunday, because we were there all day Saturday. Yeah. And then we came back Sunday and we're like, oh my God. I mean, it's really fun, but it's tiring.
Yeah. So Sam was
halfway
sitting
through,
there
Sam
going,
really
egg? Egg? And it's just like, this
hey,
is great.
Do you want an egg?
Yeah.
And then
it was he would compliment people's cosplay and be like, "Oh, is that a Keith? Do you want an egg?"
but the nice thing was is that we had this. It was like a clear acrylic thing, and it was filled with eggs. You saw it,
mm-hmm.
You actually put the eggs inside.
I did.
And we had it sitting on the table, and then we had a sign that said like, "Free, the draw an egg, win a prize," or whatever. And it had a bunch of candy in it, and then some of them had
did people
discounts.
Win prizes?
Oh yeah. Discounts, and then there were a couple free awesome. Items, yeah. And so
the
we
amount
went
of times somebody just got candy, and then Spencer used that little second of time to go into the spiel, like, "Here's everything at our desk.
Here's everything at our table."
And people
are
looking, and then he'd be like, "This is a mix of this show and this show. This is a mix of this show and this show. This is a mix of this show and this show." And people's faces would light up.
This is
and Alice in
Wonderland
like,
meets Lord of the Rings. This is Harry Potter meets Steven Universe. This is Overwatch meets Pokemon in space. And this is
Doctor
Who
meets
Doctor Strange.
And people would just kind of like get overwhelmed real quick because they heard all these things that they like, and then they would just open up their wallets and go,
just
"Here,
give us money."
And I was like,
it worked.
Yeah, it super worked. And
little
I was
did
like,
you know,
I
Spencer had
it.
A gun pointing at me.
I was like, I can't do it. I like stood up once to try to do it, and I was just like, no, I'm just gonna sit back here and hide under the corner. And then every once in a while, when somebody would buy a ruby, then Spencer would go, "The artist
is
right here."
Over here,
and
yeah.
I would pop up behind the thing. And go, "Hi."
Okay, I finally read it because I waited to get a signed copy.
You did?
I did. So it's a lot of fun stuff. I wish I could see it as a, it reminded me of like a Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah.
And it's the way that it kind of jumped from one thing to another. But real quick, because there's a lot of examples, the way that that old man is holding that dog in that first part is hilarious. And the way that he's dragging him around is like this the whole time. And he's just, like, being dragged like this. And the man has, like, multiple drawings of his dogs on the fridge. And he's just, like, bulging out eyes. So that was really nice. I like that.
I'm glad you appreciate it.
Yeah.
But if you haven't read it, you can go online, rubywhipple.com, and read it.
Yeah, see what Luis is talking about. Rubywhipple.com.
If you want to see more of that.
Yeah. Hopefully he comes back, the dog.
Yeah.
I got a comment, I think, on Twitter. Somebody saying they want to see more of that basset hound.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
So
did
it's
we
funny,
ever name the basset hound? I don't think we named it. The guy's name is Martin. I don't think I named the dog.
I don't think we named the dog. But the dog actually came because Hannah grew up with basset hounds.
Uh-huh.
And so I whenever I go over to her house, she has this adorable basset hound named Daisy.
So
and
then
it
that dog's name
me.
Is Daisy.
Okay,
that
Daisy.
Is Daisy.
Daisy
the
but
basset
it,
hound.
It'll jump up and like lay on my lap, and it's huge. I mean, it's a big dog, and it just slobbers everywhere, and it's got giant ears, and it just is like so loving. And so I was like, if we're gonna have a dog, it's gotta be a basset hound because they're so adorable, and they have such good expression.
With the website, I had to like go in and start tagging all the characters and stuff, and I realized I'm like, oh, the monster doesn't have a name, so I called it Screeball.
Scree?
Oh, that's nice.
Scree?
Because in my head it sounds like Scree.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That's the sound it makes, so I'm like, oh, it's a little Screeball.
Yeah.
I like it when she's in that haze and she's thinking about all the lovers, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
She's going and it has that red, warm
red
haze.
That's true to life, you guys, by
then,
the way. That is an accurate depiction of...
I wrote it, but it was based on descriptions from Star.
Me going, I'm always around couples.
Sorry.
But then
always in like the I could see the hearts floating from them at all times. Yeah, Spencer and Hannah are one of the people. It's just hearts everywhere, and it's just kinda like, okay.
Yeah.
It is this, it's fine. I'm not mad at like have your fucking couples.
Yeah.
Like y'all are great. But it's just one of those where I'm like,
Yeah.
So
and then your little scree monster.
A little bit of true life.
Scree?
Wakes you up.
I need a scree monster thing.
Like a ball?
Oh,
like a
cool.
like a little.
Yeah. Let me like actually do this and become like a little monster catcher and just be like, here we go. This is my life now.
So going back to the egg thing really quick, somebody tweeted at me and said, let me just pull up really quick. We had some people come to see us, which was awesome.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we had some fans.
Some Whistlers.
We got some Whistlers.
Whistlers.
Hell
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and some people who are source fed people. We posted.
We saw Ryan.
Hell. We saw Ryan. Ryan
oh,
was there.
Rhino balls.
Rhino balls.
Yeah. Rhino balls.
Got those balls.
He had some banners up. He was doing stuff for his company, Rhino Labs. They had like he had a thing up.
Oh, he had a booth.
Well, he did
he
work
did,
for
like,
some
work
other.
For them.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I can find it, but somebody tweeted at me and said I was because basically we'd give somebody what was inside the egg. They would grab the egg, they'd open it up, and then we have to be like, we and have Spencer to take the shell back. Spencer was real
quick about, we need that shell.
My spiel was,
I had no idea you had to get the shell back.
Yeah, because we're running out of eggs. At first we weren't. And we brought, like, we just filled it up, and we're like, okay, we'll probably make it through one thing of the eggs during the day. Uh-huh. And about a third of the day, we were like, we're going to, we the first four people took the egg, and I was like, okay, we're going to run out of eggs, because it had been, like, a minute and a half at the con.
Uh-huh.
Like, people took
eggs.
And we were like, okay, we have to collect the eggs, because they're, like, 20-something bucks.
Yeah, part of the spiel in the beginning was just, like, I need the shell back.
Okay, region, yeah, you can choose anyone, and whatever's inside is yours, but I'll need to take the outside back. And so...
was anyone shocked by that?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people. Because a lot of people just wanted to take the egg and walk away.
Yeah, and I was like, no,
you got to stay here, open it up.
I need that.
Part of the spiel so that you want the free egg, Spencer gets to talk to you for 10 seconds.
Did you have any people who were like, well, okay, and then left it? Did you have any leavers?
No.
We had people who didn't want eggs, which I thought was odd.
Well, they seemed, those people always seemed like they were on a mission.
That's true.
They were always like, I'm on my way to something else, or they're looking for a particular thing. So they were like,
I yelled at DJ Kirkbride, who's like a big comics person. I was like, you want an egg?
He was like, no.
He was like, no. I was like, it's such an asshole.
I also got to meet one of my comic heroes.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
I saw a post about that. Yeah.
So there's this comic that I read in my junior year of high school called Blue Monday. And it's about high school kids, and I was the exact age, essentially, of the characters in this book. And the first book, all it is, it's a story about a girl trying to get to a concert.
Hannah's reading right now, and she loves it.
It's just, it's like, raunchy and raw and, like, very, it's teenagers. It's just teenagers being little shits. and it's just fun, and you're following the journey of Blue as she's trying to get to her Adam Ant concert. It's based, like, in the early 90s, so it has that grunge vibe. There's a soundtrack throughout the comic. So, like, as you're going through, she writes what song you should be listening to for it, which is fun. And for me, in high school, like, reading that, it was, it's stylized in, like, it's like a pseudo-manga style.
Yeah.
Like, it's clearly still, like, has really American cool style, influences. Yeah. But
it's kind of, like, Scott Pilgrim-y.
Yeah, it's pre-Scott Pilgrim anime, but Western version of it kind of styling. Like, Archie meets anime kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So first time I saw this style that I was like, that's the style that I've been trying to do. Holy shit.
Yeah.
It's an American version of it. I hadn't seen American manga before because everything else was like superhero comics, which I wasn't into. And it was slice of life. Nobody was trying to save the world. The stakes are all low key.
Super low stakes.
It's just teenagers being little shits trying to get to a concert. That was it. And that affected me so much because I was like, I can do this. Yeah. I want to do this. This is it. This is what I want. And so I became obsessed with the story. And, like, she wrote other books for it. She also wrote, like, Scooter Girl, all this stuff. So, like, I knew who she was, and I was always surprised she wasn't, like, this huge, huge star, but people know her in the comics industry. And she was also published by, like, Oni Press at the time, which was, like, a smaller publisher. It wasn't Marvel. Which I think
now she's Image, right?
Yeah, she's on Image now. So, like, she's obviously, like, moved up. But, like, at the time, that was, like, small press. It was like, oh, it's even possible. You don't have to go with these big, like, publishers, you know? So all of that, and then Spencer and Hannah had to deal with me literally panicking.
Yep.
How far away was she from your...
Two booths down.
Really?
So she was, like, freaking out about that she was even there, because she saw... Well, you saw like, a thing.
I saw somebody, a friend of mine, like, came to the booth and to say hi, and he had the Blue Monday comes in. So I was like, oh, where'd you get those Blue Mondays? I didn't know they released them in color. And he's just like, oh, yeah, like, she's, like, right there. And I was just like, she's here? And he's like, yeah, like, I think she's doing a panel or whatever. I was like, all right, cool. And then, like, yeah, he's, like, in the next aisle. I was like, okay, cool. And then, like, as that's starting to sink in, I'm, like, freaking out. I start telling Spencer and Hannah the same thing of, like, this is the story affected me. And then they're like, she's right there. And I'm like, and I, like, drop to the floor and freak out because I was like, A, I thought she heard me.
Right. She was close enough to be able to hear. Yeah.
There. And
she didn't, but it was like very, like it was from like me to like what?
It's two booths. Like this is this table.
It's 8 feet.
It's this table that you're looking at. Think this and a half was our booth size.
Yeah.
So
two of those.
Two of those away on the other side. And it's just, I lost my mind and I couldn't. I was freaking out. And then you were like, you should go bring a book to her. And I just shut
Ruby?
Down.
Yeah. You brought Ruby to her?
I did. But I shut before I got there. I panicked, shut down, got real quiet for a little bit because I was starting to cry. Like, that's...
Oh, my God.
I can't meet my heroes. When that's I meet so my heroes, cool. I cry. This happened when I met Glenn Keane, too.
Oh, yeah.
I started crying in front of him. Like, yeah. I was like, oh, God, okay. And I didn't want that to happen again because I'm like, I'm at a booth. I'm a professional. I'm a peer. I'm not just a weird fangirl freaking out. And so I was...
You have a comic.
I have a comic, too. And so... And even, like, if you guys read Scooter Girl, you could see the influence of, like, the curses and stuff in there if you read that, which you need to read that.
I know. I'm excited.
And so I had to take a walk and get away from the booth because I was like, I can't. Because I knew I needed to do it.
This was on Saturday you met her?
This was on Saturday,
So then you had a whole Sunday.
Sunday I was fine because I pretended she wasn't there. Okay. I had to, like, because otherwise it's still...
Sunday, she wasn't taking credit card, and so Sunday I went and gave her a credit card
Spencer
thing.
Spencer just goes up and talks to anybody. I was like, how do you do
I
that?
I remember I was telling her, I remember I was at IMAX, which is, like, the makeup convention with Hannah.
Oh, IMAX?
IMATS.
Oh, IMATS.
IMATS.
Okay.
It's like you're thinking of MAC.
Yes.
MAC Cosmetics. No, it's IMATS. It's the International Makeup Arts Trade Show.
Okay.
Something like that. And it's like all the special effects makeup artists and all the beauty makeup artists. It's like a giant convention where they're all there doing shit. And Hannah goes to the bathroom, and I'm standing there waiting for her, just talking to this lady. She's probably in her 40s or so. And Hannah gets done, and I'm telling her about Hannah and why I'm there and, like, the stuff she's working on. She's like, oh, wow, that sounds amazing. I'd love to meet her. Blah, blah, blah. And so we walk away, and Hannah's like, you were just talking to, I think it was V. Neal or somebody like that. Like, a huge makeup, like, one of the biggest makeup artists in the world. It was, like, Johnny Depp's personal makeup artist or something. Like, Tim Burton's makeup artist. Like, just a bunch of shit.
But I bet that's refreshing for that person.
And I had no clue.
But that's refreshing for that person to be like, oh, this person's not going to, like...
This has no idea who I am.
Just a normal person,
I was like, hey, how... Because she was just standing there, because she had a booth.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know who she was. And I was waiting, and I was like, hey, how are you? And she was like, oh, nice. And we just started talking.
She's like, how dare you? Do you know who I am?
No, she was the nicest person. But it was one of those things where it was like, I don't know who you are. Like, this girl, this woman, I had no idea who she was. I wasn't, like, so I just walked up to the...
I built up courage. I had to wait for Hannah to come back from the store. Because I was like, I'm gonna wait till she gets back. Because Hannah told me she was going to go with me.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, I'll wait.
But Hannah, Hannah is a fucking savior because we ran out of candy.
Yeah. She went to go get candy.
Everybody took eggs. And so she walked in, like, 110-degree heat to a Vons to get candy.
She could have lifted.
She could have lifted, but she knows. She was like, no, I don't want to charge money. I'm just going to walk. And I was like, you're the patron saint of candy.
Yeah. And she like...
Another patron saint of We Stayed Late.
Hannah, the patron saint of candy.
Yeah.
So then eventually I was like, okay, I got to go up. I'm just going to... Because here's the thing, too, part of it. If someone came up to me and was freaking out, I think I would also get nervous. Like, that's just me and my thing. Because in my head, I'm like, I'm not a big deal. And so I just kept projecting, like, my, like, that feedback loop of, like, how I would feel if I was reacting to me, and I don't think it would be a good time.
Yeah.
Also, because I'm sitting there behind the booth, and I was shy the whole weekend. Yeah. Like, I'm a nervous person. But clearly, she was fine. Like, she was, like, hanging out, doing her thing. Like,
well, she had a kid.
She had a kid, like, adorable.
Adorable
and, like,
child.
Like, she was fine. So, like, I went up and, like, told her, like, I was just like the same thing, like, oh, this, your story really meant a lot to me, like, all this stuff, and I gave her my comic, and my hands was to my face the whole time, just like freaking out. I'm like, and I bought all her stuff. She drew in the first one.
Are you serious?
She drew a sketch. Awesome. She's like, it was cool. Great meeting you. And I'm like, and she drew blue, and I'm like,
That's cool.
I freaked out.
And then Sunday, I went over and gave her, she didn't have a card reader.
I had to give her cash.
So I went over on Sunday and gave her a PayPal card reader and was like, I don't know if you, like, if you're not doing it because you don't want to pay the whatever percentage or if you just didn't have a card reader, but like, here's one. She was like, oh my God, that's amazing.
She's
thank
super
you.
Nice. She came super by nice. Afterwards.
And then she
on
came
Sunday
by afterwards
to, like,
on Sunday.
To thank for the card
so
reader
cool.
And said it was like great hanging out and all. I was like, ah.
But that was my favorite part is that she actually came to our booth afterwards and was like, it was so great meeting you guys.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, this is great. And then as soon as she left, I was like,
Star's face just like cracked in half.
And, like, oh, excuse me. I need the eggshell back though.
Yeah.
Please.
I would have killed you. So out of like, no,
she
let
keeps
her,
the egg.
She keeps the egg. Yeah. Oh my God.
But somebody tweeted us, whoops, I found this in my bag. They found one of the eggs. I feel so bad.
They need to return it. We have a P.O. box.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And then Isabel, who's one of the people that it was Andrew Wood who tweeted me that, and then Isabel tweeted back hashtag free egg,
free egg,
and I was like, perfect,
free egg.
There's a part of me that wants. So this is me asking so because funny. I think it would be funny.
Isabel, you made me laugh. Just so you know,
if people just sent up. You more of those plastic
more
eggs.
More eggs. Hey, if you want to send me yellow plastic eggs,
yellow
I will take
plastic
them.
Eggs. Because then
but
at
no,
least
but
that...
don't. But please don't unless you really want to because they are kind of expensive. Surprisingly expensive. They're like $20.
Yeah, that's
for
why we kept asking for them.
Also, I didn't have any more.
Yeah.
But yeah, but it was an awesome time. We had a really really good time. We sold a bunch of shit. There's still stuff online.
I
want to
do it again.
Yeah, we're going to do it again.
Although I'm trying to figure out my plan. If we get the next booth for LA Comic Con,
yeah,
we're still waiting. We have a day to hear back.
We have one more day to hear back.
Wait, what? Before you find out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we got the booth at LA Comic Con. But it opened, and I submitted my application like 3 hours after it opened, and it's first come, first serve. So I'm hoping in those 3 hours it didn't fill up.
Wow, that's fast.
Yeah.
It filled up.
So hopefully. But we haven't heard back yet. They said between 5 and 15 days, and it's been 14. Mm. So
you got a day, and then hopefully we hear back, and then I have to figure out my plan.
Oh, yeah.
When is that Comic-Con?
That is the end of October.
Yeah, it's
the 28th, 29th, I think.
27, 28, 29.
27, 28, 29.
It's always the weekend before Christmas. Not Christmas, Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloween is my Christmas. it's always that.
What a shirt that says that Halloween is my Christmas. That's really good. You need to make
that.
Shit. Can we put that on the We Stayed Late store? Halloween is my Christmas. It'll be a holiday one.
Yes, we can do it. Anything that's created here has to go on.
Yeah.
On the We Stayed Late store.
Halloween is my Christmas.
On FHP.
That's amazing.
For humanpeoples.com/collection/we-stayed-late. I think
that's the
it.
Podcast
rolls
name.
Off the tongue, baby.
Yeah.
And if you're looking to buy the stuff we had at the con, it's available at
embryostudios.com/products/embryostudios.com,
and you can go to the products.
Wait,
page
I have a question. When does Ruby Whipple update?
It updates on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Ooh, look at all these plugs.
You can
go that's
Tuesdays
awesome.
And Thursdays. You get new pages.
How's that stress feel on you? Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I am ahead a week, which is great.
Okay. Oh my God.
That's
still terrifying.
On.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Do you take season breaks?
I kind of want to.
Yeah,
maybe
we
like
will.
Per chapter, but we've like worked that out. Like those are the. That's when you actually get like their cover pages and stuff. Like where it's like not a story, but it's.
It's just like the filler pages.
The filler pages. But
they're like the break, like part one between part one and part two. You get
right.
like part one, and then you get chapter two or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. But here's the thing: I was doing that for like 12 years with Candy. So like, there's a part of me that's like, oh, I'm getting back into the groove. I know this pressure.
Yeah.
This is fun again. But also like, holy shit! Oh my god! So like,
but
it's
also
like,
with I think with Candy too.
Well, Candy was harder because I was writing it and
well,
I didn't know how to write.
See, it's harder in that respect, but also it's. Candy was probably easier because you're only doing a strip, where here you have to do full pages.
Oh, yeah. So that's the difference
so that's,
in it. That's
yeah.
me going, not
oh,
realizing.
So you do one page Tuesday and Thursdays.
Yes.
Okay.
One page Tuesday, one page Thursday.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, not a whole issues. No. Oh,
no,
God,
no, no,
no. That
God.
Would be impossible.
They
would
be dead.
Look awful.
Yeah, that would be,
this would be just me
it
and
would
Spencer
be scribbles.
Doing
it. You would just see the sketches.
It's the thumbnails.
Like, okay. But yeah, for that Halloween weekend, I'm trying to go see Jukebox the Ghost because they're performing in
Woo!
San Francisco for
San Francisco
for Halloween, where they do Queen covers, and they've only done them in New York, and they've done it for like the past 2 or 3 years. And I've obviously I've never been able to go because it's A in New York, and two I do go to Kamikaze or LA Comic Con every time, so it's always in conflict because it's always on Halloween. But this year they're going on tour with it. And on that Friday, they're in San Francisco, and I'm like, I did buy a ticket because I'm gonna buy a ticket. But I'm like, how the hell am I gonna get to San Francisco?
Because
I would miss the first day of the convention, or maybe not,
fine.
Depending. Here's
the
thing:
first
day
of convention's on a Saturday.
No,
right?
It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Damn it!
But it's okay because everyone goes Saturday, Sunday, so
yeah.
It's fine.
Friday's
However,
light.
I was like, I might be able to, if the plan works out. I will be at the con for 2 hours on Friday morning. Then I would go take a flight, go see the concert because I'm insane and need to see my favorite band impersonate Queen because their voices are great and it yeah. works, and then fly back Saturday morning.
At like and 6.
Leave at 6, get back to LA at 8-ish, and then just go to the convention and do it all.
My God.
And she's going to do it all.
In costume, because it's Halloween weekend, and it's my fucking favorite holiday, and it's damn. The best.
Do you know what you're going to be for Halloween? Or no?
No, this is part of the issue, too. I was realizing all of this
stuff. I've got too many options, I think.
Really? And you need to give me one of those, because I have zero.
I don't know what I want to do, because I always try to like do like gender-bent versions of like my favorite characters, because she's my favorite character. Right. So I can be the dudes, and I'm like...
Hey, tweet me a costume idea, because I have none. So tweet at me what you want me to be, and I'll think about it.
And all the girl costumes I want to do are expensive. Yeah, I'd like to do. I want to be Diva, but
yeah. But how do you?
Or Symmetra, and like, there's
no
way.
You need a skin suit, though. You need a skin suit for that. You need one of those.
Yeah, but they're expensive, yeah. And I can't wear them elsewhere. That's right. The thing. My costumes, like when I did Star-Lord, I was so proud because I got that costume down for under $50 because it was jeans. I got red leather, fake leather jacket for $12 from H&M. I got the boot. Most expensive thing were the boots for $30. But I got that's the whole awesome. Outfit for like about $50.
That's really good.
And I got wig and everything. Like I
spent way too much money on my Deadshot costume.
Yeah, yeah, but yours looked good. I overspend and I look shitty.
I did Steven Universe the 1 year, which is just literally really the shirt easy. And the jeans, which I wore that at the convention. Yeah. I was just like, oh, these are outfits I could wear other times.
Yeah.
So I like the casual cosplay thing.
That is
but
nice.
I also have like Sailor Moon outfits and stuff that I'm like, I'm going to splurge on this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't
Luis, what are you going to be? What were you thinking about?
We got a lot of options.
Okay.
Okay.
Lay them on me because I might steal one.
Okay, one, two.
One's got to be Bob from Bob's Burgers.
I'm just going to spit them out. They're totally all like coupled Bob. Based.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So I think one that we've always wanted to do is long time ago, Morticia Adams, like the Adams.
Oh, yeah, Adams Family, yeah.
Oh, that'd be so sweet.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
And then Bob's Burgers.
Uh-huh.
And then
Linda and Bob?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we wanted to be some Moana characters.
Oh, okay.
Just because we watch Moana, we like it.
Oh.
And then we want it to be...
Is it where my first thought was like, are you going to be the chicken?
You know what? The thought has come across me being the chicken. And then we were thinking when we were watching
I'll be the egg.
The superheroes. Yeah, exactly. Bring the egg back. Like Elektra and Daredevil.
Oh, yeah.
Dope,
you know
that's
what I mean?
Great.
Dope. And then the last one we were thinking was Daenerys and the dragon.
Oh, that's cool. You'd be a dragon?
Yeah.
I love it.
It'd be like Dracarys. I'd be like, wah.
I was thinking it'd be awesome if Hannah went as Khaleesi because she looks like her.
She looks like her. That's what I mean. That's why we're like, well,
and
she'd have to get a wig.
If she made me... A full-on dragon.
That's right.
Like, see, makeup effects.
I think that works out for you
can
guys.
Can you guys full both have the same? You guys both
do.
Oh, compete costumes?
No, it would be so bad.
All of you guys just come in as, like, it's just you're both the dragons.
Well, Hannah at least has blonde hair. Yeah. So that's already against Sarah. And then, like,
and she's got
she's
similar
a makeup
facial
artist.
Features.
Yeah, she has similar facial. And
I'm not talking about them competing. We're talking about you two competing
as
dragons.
Oh, our dragons would be...
Here's the thing, dope. I would have no part in it, so...
You would just be, like,
I cannot
a
claim
canvas.
I would just be a canvas.
Both of
you
guys...
would have awesome, like, scales and stuff.
No. You both have to make your own dragon costume.
Oh!
But it would be cute, though, like...
I would be awful.
If Daenerys, like, she has just a little dragon. Like, you know, a little...
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, when they just hatch.
You could baby? Be... You could be Kahl.
No, I can't.
You don't want
I cannot be that. Are you kidding me?
No, do it. Just go shirtless.
Why would you do that to Luis?
Because it makes me laugh.
Let's hold time for like 3 years and let me get in shape.
Luis is just going to do push-ups
inject some
every
testosterone in your body, yeah.
Bring some steroids to P.O. Box, Starling Hodge.
I was like, push-ups every day, lifts to like...
Oh, my... Yeah, lifts. Well, you know, there's that thing where you break your legs.
Yeah, and then it heals in your little like a centimeter
that's only
taller.
Like a centimeter, yeah.
You just wear platform
shoes.
Boots.
Yeah, man.
Not gonna happen.
You know, that'd be really funny to see you as Kahl.
Okay, but here's the thing: as funny as it would be to see you as Kahl, it'd be even funnier to see me as Kahl because I am like the farthest thing away.
I think people would.
At
just
least you have dark hair.
Yeah.
I think people just think you're trying to be Varys. Not Varys.
Oh,
though.
Yeah.
Not Varys.
I know you're serious. Yeah.
I think they would just be like, why? Because he, at some point, I think, was
he's
like dressed up in like the stuff.
Yeah.
So just be like, oh, you're the brother.
But if I got a dark wig. Yeah. My hair going all the way down. And I was just as pale as humanly possible.
I mean, it's funny.
Just as white as you could possibly be. That's and not not muscular in any way, shape, or form.
The weakest
just
call.
Gangly and weak, yeah.
I don't know. It's my life. I don't know what I want to be.
I don't know either. I don't even know if I'm going to dress up because I've spent so much money on all the stuff
It's October Christmas. You got to do it.
Okay, I'll think about it. I'm thinking about just doing like minimal costume.
Casual
just
elf.
Something. Just casual elf.
Casual
just elf ears, and that's it. But,
good?
You know.
I have cat ears I use for that, where I'm like, oh, I don't know if this place is cool. I'm just going to wear
cat ears.
Yeah.
But we are going to be, I am going to be in, if you guys, any of you live in Northern California, I'm going to be on, I think it's the 23rd and 24th. Let me check the date really quick, just so I'm not saying the wrong date.
Christmas?
September, yeah, 23rd.
September and Christmas?
September Christmas? September 23rd and 24th. I'm going to be in... San Jose at the what is it? Alternative Press Expo, APE. So if you're in Northern California or like Silicon Valley, San Francisco area, and you want to come pick up hard copies of the stuff that we have for a discount, I will be at APE on those weekend on those.
Go get a free egg
and go get a free egg
and give them back the egg.
And then you can hashtag free egg. Yeah, give them back the egg.
Free the egg.
Free. Free the. Wait, how do you make an egg with your?
Egg?
I'm just egg. Holding
free
the egg.
Free the egg. I look like egg. Barack Obama.
Egg.
For the egg. Amazing.
For those on audio, we were just making a weird hand sign. Trying to make our hands into eggs.
All right, one more question. How do we feel?
What?
Right
is that
now?
The question?
One more question.
Or
No. One more question.
I was like, how do I feel right now? I'm all a little stressed. Yeah. I'm a little tired.
Okay, one more question. Jenny Six asked, who was someone that you guys looked up to when you were younger? Oh, did we already do this? Who was someone that you guys looked up to when you were younger, real life or public eye, and has it changed? I don't think we did that.
Have we done this one?
I think we did something like that, right? Like a hero that you had that turned out to be bad or something, but...
I don't know. I think my issue was... I don't think I really had one.
Yeah, I feel
yeah
like
that's
you
right.
Answered,
we had,
you
we,
had.
Are, yeah. We answered something like this. It was a very similar one. But, yeah, I just think it's sad to see like the kids that I watched on like Disney shows grow up to be awful. Like Aaron Carter just got arrested for DUI or something. Yeah,
heroes tended to be like fine. Like I didn't idolize them in the sense of like they're perfect. I was just like, oh, I like what they do. So I still like what they did.
Yeah.
But not like I don't care about them.
There was a meme going around. It might be too old of a reference. Never mind.
Okay, let's do this one then. What is an advertisement that actually made you want to buy the product?
That's every
advertisement. Oh, I have this one. Here's the thing. Here's a story time for me.
Okay.
All right. So, note to self, as much with all the sandwich talk and all that stuff, I don't like sub sandwiches. I'm not a sub person. I'm not a deli meat person. I didn't grow up on them. I'm not a big fan. Quiznos had an ad campaign. When I was in college.
Oh, Quiznos.
Where it was the first time I saw an internet meme be in a TV ad. Oh. They were called like the Sponge Monkeys or something like that.
The Quiznos subs!
Yes. We love Quiznos! Like it's that. They're really obnoxious. And I was so happy to see those little fuckers on TV.
Yeah.
With we love Quiznos,
yeah,
cause they're good for us. $3.99, like all that. I would sing that to myself all
oh
the
my
fucking
God.
Time. I was so excited. I went to Quiznos and I would get subs because of that. When the ad campaign, like I wrote to Quiznos, like found the form because it was pre-Twitter, all that stuff. I went on their website, found their like contact form, emailed them saying, I am only eating at your place because of these ads. As soon as these ads are gone, I am done. Just letting you know, because this marketing worked, I needed to let you know. And sure enough, I ate at Quiznos until those things went away. And then I haven't had Quiznos since.
What'd you get? Chicken carbonara?
I don't remember. It was like some BLT something. It was toasted.
God damn, it's so fucking good. I love Quiznos.
It was
toasted. Have you had Witch Witch?
Yes. I still love Quiznos.
I love Quiznos. I love Witch Witch more.
I haven't had Quiznos since.
They had a Quiznos right next to me, and all the Quiznos got replaced by Subways.
Yeah, fuck that, right?
I mean, I'll eat a sub if everyone's into eating a sub. Like, yeah, sometimes but you kind of got to you got to go with what the group is going to get. But Quiznos, I don't go out of my way.
Quiznos started the whole hot subs. Remember yeah. that?
Toasted. And, it's toasted.
Yeah, toasted sub. Toasted. And, yeah. and then Subway was like, oh, shit, we're losing customers. We got to toast. We got to heat our subs up.
And then they jumped on that. They
microwave it. Yeah.
And then, yeah.
But they don't toast it like no. Subway.
They
I mean,
toast
Quiznos.
It?
Quiznos.
They toast. I mean,
no, they don't. They microwave.
They microwave it.
Yeah. They, go, they push a button. It goes beep. But Quiznos, it goes through this.
It goes through
machine.
The little thing.
It did. I did appreciate the toasted bun. Yeah. It was just, you know, in my head, I'm like, if I'm gonna pay that much money, I might either go to like Burger King and get a burger.
Well, they had a commercial deal where it was like, you bring any coupon, you get a dollar off.
Nice.
Any yeah. coupon?
Any coupon from anything.
You bring from anywhere?
Coupon, it's just a dollar off. You know, they would saying, bring a coupon here.
Oh man, little sponge. I think they're called Sponge Monkeys.
I think
but they
so.
They were great. The best campaign that's... ever. Still number one in my book. Never has a campaign been that good. And I'm it's a thing that existed. And I have a feeling our audience is too young
yeah.
to, you can to Google have it. Experienced it.
It's pretty good. I remember them.
We yeah. love Quiznos. We love Quiznos.
It's so good.
In fact, don't Google it. YouTube it. Because YouTube it. I don't like Googling videos ever.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's the worst. I'm like, God, this was a mistake.
And then they give you Yahoo results.
Yes.
And you're like, yeah, I don't fucking want Yahoo video results. I want YouTube results. Yeah. So you just go to YouTube and type
and
it
I'm
in.
Going to some weird-ass website with some weird embedded video.
Yeah, Daily Motion or some
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, oh, this is a goddamn mess. And I can't go back. It's
Then they do the thing, the fucking thing, where you hit the back button, and it just takes back. You to the same page.
Yes.
And you have to hold the back.
I don't know how they get away with that.
I don't either.
I don't know the
how
code.
How do you set that up?
How do you set that? When I'm pushing back five times, and it's not going back.
I don't know.
It's fucked up.
It's internet magic.
Hey, if you're doing that, you're fucked up.
Also,
don't
people
do that.
Like if I mean, this is particularly for people who watch Project Runway on TV and all that stuff or whatever. If your ads on your videos when I'm letting you play your ads and stuff get louder than the program, because that shit's illegal on TV. They made laws to keep television
from doing that. Are
you serious? Yeah. Because people used to, like, the ads would be at a different volume level.
I think they still do it. I mean, maybe I noticed the dBs.
On TV.
They
have still a little bit, but it can't
still
be
a little
it can't be, like, a certain thing. Because they used to blast it. They don't have that for internet ads, so they do it for internet ads. Particularly on Lifetime for Project Runway. Fuck you guys. Every time that happens. I've almost canceled my PayPal account. Because right now, they just keep playing PayPal ads. And I'm just pissed. Because it never makes me want to buy the product. I end up just muting it, and then I might miss a bit of the episode. But I'd rather that happen than to hear blasting ads.
You know who I'm sick of?
Huh.
You know who I'm sick of.
Here in my car. I got my Lamborghini.
The next one. The new one.
Wicks? What's the new one?
The new one.
Hi, I'm Carly Kloss for
Fuck
Wicks.
Her. God damn it.
Hi, I'm Carly Kloss. This is my Wicks. I'm like... I'm so tired of that ad.
Ugh, it's the
worst. A problem when you overplay the ad.
Yeah, it's just really what it is. Like, I'll watch an ad once, it's fine, twice, three times. But when it's the only ad that's playing, it's a problem.
Like,
it's
vary your ad. Like, make three or four variations on the ad. So at least we're not watching the same thing over and over.
When I was watching stuff on the CW app, they play the same ads, like, over and over again. It is maddening. I hate it. And it makes me hate the brand.
Yeah. It makes you not like what they're advertising, which is the opposite of what they want you to do.
Like
I guess it gets stuck in your head. Like, we know Carly Kloss and Wicks, but I'm not fucking going to use Wicks because I hate that commercial now.
Yeah. I only like her because she was like on Casey Neistat's stuff. So, like, I was like, oh, she seems nice.
Right. She's fine. I don't blame her for
the
Wicks
ads,
running
but
all
Wicks,
the commercials.
Fuck Wicks.
This podcast is sponsored by Wicks.
Oh my God, if that happened, I'd be like, take it back.
No, if we get sponsored by Squarespace, we can say fuck Wicks all we want.
Yeah, it depends on which one. If one of y'all sponsor us, and then we'll stop, we'll shit talk the other one.
We have no shame. Is that your? Did you finally come up with your Dave and Ross color?
I forgot what episode I was re-listening
to.
The
people might be in the other room still. Yeah,
yeah. I don't give a shit.
I remember there was an episode where you were imitating me.
Oh yeah.
And you were just screaming.
I was like, "Hey, I'm Luis."
So good.
It's the easiest way. Yeah. I was trying. I was like, I don't do impersonations of people.
I'm glad I lend myself to you.
I didn't know when I was like, what's something Luis does? Like,
I turned her up really loud.
Yeah.
That was the other way we did it.
Yeah.
So fun.
I'm trying to think.
What a good time.
How would you impersonate Spencer? How would you do it?
I'm scared.
Do it! Do it!
Is that your impersonation?
Okay, so basically how it's going to work is we're going to... They come together, these two things.
That's really good!
But it's really cool because what you're going to see is that...
That's really good! That's really good!
Okay, but what's great about that is that's like my go-to... Like when people are like, you think of a person... That you know very well, because for Groundlings character.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Think of a person you know really well, and that is like, you know, that you emotionally connect to, and that you can just do. I'm like, Spencer. You're always like my go-to because my posture changes with you. You know what I mean?
So but what's we change, went wait. To one of your shows.
No, well, it's just because you get interested. And so when there's interest even in anybody, you know, you just
you
like
focus. Yeah.
There's this like there's like this focus right here. You know what I mean? In front of you.
Yeah.
So just really holding it in. You
that's
know what I mean?
So funny.
Yeah,
that was really accurate.
Like, that was really
and,
holy shit,
and
like,
not offensive.
Okay. I'm
sorry. No, it was accurate okay. and not offensive. That was amazing. I love it.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think I could. But that was very accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that was surprisingly
this.
Accurate.
This
yeah.
Is Spencer.
This. I didn't even realize they do this.
I don't even know.
You do that and you do touch your hair.
It's just when you get excited.
Yeah.
I'm taking the most extreme.
Yeah, the extreme
of,
because
yeah.
otherwise it's like I'm a normal. I
normal
just do
person,
normal
yeah,
things.
Yeah.
yeah.
I'm also trying to. I think my next one was like Jeffrey, but I don't think I can do that one yet.
Oh. Yeah. Maybe one day.
Yeah. He's kind of the same too.
Yeah, he has the same.
We
like,
need to
yeah.
have him on the podcast.
Ooh, I know.
You know who we need to have back before we end this podcast is we need to get Sam and DJ back.
Yes.
That's
yeah,
right.
Sam and DJ
because
back.
Because of the.
Because the summer movie
thing.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Because Labor Day's
we'll,
over.
We'll
so
invite
we gotta,
them back. We'll do a crossover because they said they also want to do like one session. Where, this is a little back
behind
a little
scene,
behind the scenes
behind
we
the
want
scenes.
To do a thing we're gonna try and coordinate so that we can do they can do an episode here and then
uh-huh.
we can do an episode with them
okay cool oh like, a
like at the
back.
Same time back to
oh,
back
perfect.
Like so that we're on both
oh, that'd be
which
cool.
would be really fun
yeah
so cool okay well we are way past our time
it's okay
so let me just do this really quick just so that we can get a little
Well, what are we doing? What are you doing?
I'm going to. How do I do
well,
this? I
as the day ends,
he's pressing
I
some
am...
button. Hello, humans. Welcome.
Wait.
Welcome to the planet Earth.
Okay, how's that? Oh man.
Hi guys.
Oh no.
So, let me tell you what happened at Starbucks today.
Okay, what happened?
Okay,
tell me.
So, I ordered. My chai tea latte, lightly sweetened, as you do.
As you
I
do.
Hate everything about this.
And I didn't ask for ice, and he was trying to give me an iced. If I wanted iced, I would say so.
What a little bitch.
What a bitch. But you know what then I found out? I think it was his, like, first day. So I didn't complain or anything. I just took it.
This is the worst. This is
I
the worst thing we could do.
I love this voice so much.
This is
I
the worst thing we could possibly
like
do
I want to talk like this at least once
audience.
A week so I can experience white privilege. It's fantastic. Everyone likes me. I can get away with anything.
That's pretty amazing.
It is.
It sounds way more white.
Yes,
oh,
it
yeah.
does.
Wait, are you affecting
your
voice in any other way?
Wait, what?
Are you affecting your voice in any other way?
No, I'm just talking like myself. But somehow the higher pitch just makes it. Isn't it great?
Amazing. Okay.
I am stunned. I see you, but I hear something different. Freaks me out.
Okay.
What if I talk real low like I'm a tough boy?
Try to talk real low.
Yeah.
Yeah. I sound like you're on DuckTales.
Yeah, I'm gonna get those bad boys real quick.
Oh man, I don't know what else to talk about.
Isn't it weird that like just by pitching our voices up a little bit, we take on different
personalities?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna show Jeffrey Jimmy's that I ain't no loser.
I don't know.
I just wanna sit and be like, boys are gross.
Oh my god.
They're so gross.
Oh my god.
How low can I get my voice?
This summer.
This summer.
Wait, hold on. We got it. Okay, one more. Hold on. Wait.
No, goodbye.
This summer, coming.
My white star, you're gone. Now welcome drag queen star. Yeah.
Okay.
Well. Hi, ladies.
All right, we should say goodbye.
Yes, we should. Sorry, everybody. For saying that.
I like all this.
Way too fun. Okay.
Oh, my God, you guys. Bye. I love you. We're going to bring all the positivity in the world. I don't see color.
Okay, now I need a Desiree Barnes and a star sketch.
Oh, my God. Crossover. That'd be great.
Jesus.
I would just talk about how everyone just needs to be cool and not break the law. Because, like, you know, the cops are cool. I always get, like, no driving tickets. I just stop and they're, like, super nice to me.
Wow.
It's great. Just be nice.
Amazing. Okay, goodbye forever. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I don't do kisses.